You are listening to the Navigating Adult ADHD podcast, where it's all about education, support, and coaching for adults with ADHD. I'm your host, Zena, a late diagnosed ADHDer, here to help you unpack the challenges, frustrations, and the positive side of living with ADHD. With my no BS approach, I'll help you to better understand your unique ADHD brain and how you can work with it to feel better, increase your self-confidence, improve your relationships, and ultimately achieve your goals. Hello, my friends. Welcome back to the podcast. So happy to be here with you guys today. I'm recording this a couple days late, and yeah, I've just been thinking about you all. I've been thinking a lot about our podcast listeners because I recently ran a class, and you may have listened to a little quick bonus episode a little while back. And that class was the four keys to managing ADHD. And it was an incredible class. It was an hour long. There was an amazing response from those of you who came live, who also caught the replay, telling me it was just so helpful, it was very relatable, and that you got so much out of it. And I remember one listener saying that they came in quite skeptical, but by the end they were in tears because they really related to me sharing my story and, you know, just having this deeper understanding of ADHD and how they could, you know, apply these things to their life. So, of course, that got me very emotional. But that was the kind of impact from this class. And, you know, I just got to say, I have loved meeting so many of you guys, so many of the podcast listeners, and interacting with you all and having that connection. I really love and enjoy that connection. So if you are a listener and you have a question or something that you would like to share, then I invite you to come and hang out over on either Instagram or Facebook and send me a DM, send me a message. I, you know, or comment on a post or a video. I'm always sharing like reels on Instagram, etc. So, and just know that I always respond. Like, you will hear from me. I love hearing from you guys, and I may not reply straight away because, you know, I've got ADHD and my system is to screenshot it thinking I'll reply later. And sometimes I see the notification a few days later. I'm like, oh shit. So just know you always hear from me, but my response rate to those kinds of messages is not as quick as one may like, let's say, because hi, I have ADHD. But all of that to say, you know, I really love hearing from you guys and interacting with you and knowing, you know, what's really helpful and useful in terms of the podcast, but also what else, what other questions you have, what you would like to hear, that kind of a thing. I use a lot of my client sessions to inform the podcasts and also many of the questions that I get from you guys. So that is how this all comes about. So if you do want to come to Instagram, navigating.adult.adhd, that was very difficult to say. Navigating Adult ADHD, the same name as the podcast. That's what we are on Instagram. And if you're a Facebook person, the page I think is called ADHD with Zena. So that is where you will find me. All right. And again, I'm so grateful to all of you who have been leaving, you know, a 5-star review and writing, you know, like a little comment and stuff like that for the podcast. So again, I just want to say thank you. I really appreciate all of you guys. And that makes me think I need to mention I am going to be offering a replay of that class. So keep an eye out, keep your ears open and your eyes open if you're on the socials and getting the emails from me, because I am going to share that class and you will be able to rewatch it if you missed it live, because the response has been incredible from you all. So I know it is so helpful and so needed in our community. So just know it's gonna be available to you guys once I do all of that stuff and the behind the scenes to make it accessible. Okay. Now, last week on the podcast, we talked all about emotional regulation. Okay. It was the ADHD and emotions episode, which was number 55. And I feel really compelled to tell you all that when it comes to emotions and emotional regulation, I am a work in progress. okay? And by no means do I feel rainbows, daisies, and unicorns all the time. No, not at all. Often when I record a podcast for you all, while I know it is good and I know it's going to be relatable, it's going to help people, I also experience feeling self-doubt. And I also experience the RSD and thinking, oh my gosh, like, you know, what if people reject this episode, or you know, what if it's, you know, gets criticized, or, you know, my brain goes to all sorts of the places. It really does. Because, hi, I've got ADHD, my friends, okay? Every time I speak in public and, you know, I go to get up and talk, I get nervous. I worry about messing it up and getting laughed at. You know, I've got this image in my head where I'm like walking up onto the stage and I trip over, and I'm always wearing a dress because it always comes over my head and my undies are out. But the funny thing is, like, half the time I'm wearing jeans, right? But still, in my head, this is the whole image that plays out. Right? When I go to speak in public, sometimes imposter syndrome shows up, and my brain is like, who do you think you are to do this? Okay. I also frequently experience frustration. Just yesterday, I cleaned all three bathrooms in our house. Okay. Only to find that my partner had gone into our ensuite bathroom and he had shaved his whiskers into the sink and all over the sink and everywhere that I had cleaned. It was a friggin' mess, my friends. I was pissed. Like, frustration is something that many ADHDers experience regularly. And I am no exception to that rule, my friends. Okay? So why am I telling you this? I am telling you this for two very important reasons. Number one, having emotional regulation skills doesn't mean that you won't experience negative emotions, or that you will never react or avoid those emotions, okay? And number two, the second reason I'm telling you this is because I experience all of the feels, okay? I experience the range of emotions just like you do. The good, the bad, the ugly, and the wonderful. And that is what we are talking about today, okay? So, as I love to do, I'm going to start by sharing a little bit of a story because it really ties into this episode. In 2014, I quit my job, and living in New Zealand at the time, I booked a one-way ticket to the other side of the world, to London. Now, I was leaving behind a leadership role in New Zealand where I was earning the most money I had earned up until that point. It was also a job that included a lot of perks, so I was, you know, I was sometimes paid to travel overseas, or I would get discounted travel. Also, I had not long bought my own home by myself. So on a solo income, I was fortunate enough to be able to buy a house. This was back in 2013 or 14 when I did that. Leaving like this meant I would have to rent it out. Okay. Also, I only knew one friend in London. Okay. One person. I had literally no job lined up over there. I had no savings in the bank, and I had a mortgage to pay back home. And even when it was rented, there was a shortfall. So why on earth was I going to London on this one-way ticket? Because, my friends, I was not happy. Now, even after having ticked some of the boxes, you know, traveling, buying a house, having a great job, making good money, all of that, okay, I was not happy. And I was convinced that I would be happy if I moved to London. There was this one friend I had there, and she was so happy. She loved London. She was living her best life ever. So happy. And so in my brain, I thought, okay, if I just moved to London, if I could move to London, then I would lose this weight, and I would make more money, and I would travel more, and it would be amazing, and I would be so, so happy. So I made the decision to move one way to the other side of the world based on desperately trying to arrive at a destination called happy. How many times have you thought, when I do this or when I get this, then I will be happy? For me, this had been many times. I had lost weight multiple times over and over, right? I had lost it, put it on, lost it again, put it on, lost it again, thinking that by losing weight, I would be happy. Okay. And I wasn't. I also bought a house thinking that it would make me happy. And while I enjoyed it for a while, it didn't make me happy. I bought a new car thinking, I'm going to be so happy with this new car. No, that didn't last very long. I was caught in the happiness trap. I was convinced that I was doing something wrong or that there was something wrong with me because I was not happy and I wasn't feeling good most of the time. Can you relate? My friend, have you ever, you know, achieved a goal or bought something only to discover that you don't feel that great and to kind of wonder, why don't I feel better? Why am I not happy? Like, what's wrong with me? What's going on? If you can relate to this, my friends, you are not alone. You see, society has made us believe that we should feel good all or most of the time. Okay, society has sold us this idea that the goal in life is to be happy. Buy this new iPhone, you'll be happy. Take this holiday, you'll be happy. Get a bigger, better job with more money, you'll be happy. Get a bigger, better house, you'll be happy. Like, it is no wonder that we think that there is something wrong with us or something wrong with our lives when we're not happy or feeling positive emotions most of the time. But here's the truth. Life is 50-50. Being human is 50-50. 50% positive emotions, 50% not so nice emotions, negative emotions. Half the time, we're going to feel great. We're going to feel really good. And half the time, we are going to feel like ass. Like ass. No matter who you are, okay? There is no exception to this rule, my friends, even when we look on Facebook and are convinced otherwise. It doesn't matter how much money you have, how much fame or success you have. It doesn't matter how often you travel, how big your house is, or how slim and toned and fit your body is. Your life is still 50-50. All those people on social media who we look at and we go, wow, they're living the dream. They look so happy. They must, you know, they're so lucky. They look like they're doing so well. All of them are feeling like ass half the time. Okay, isn't that great news? We'll talk about why in a minute. Celebrities, right? Athletes, Oprah Winfrey, everybody. Why do you think that Britney Spears had her meltdown? I don't know what year that was, like 2000 or something, but Britney Spears had her meltdown and she shaved her hair off, right? Everybody remembers that when Britney shaved all her hair off, because even with all the money and the fame, she still felt crappy half the time. And she was trying to solve for that and fix it. Like, let's think about this for a minute, okay? When somebody you love dies, do you want to feel happy or positive emotions? Of course not. No, when somebody you love passes away, you want to feel grief and loss and sadness. When you don't get that promotion at work, do you want to feel happy? No. Like, a normal response would be to feel disappointed. When you fall off a horse and break your arm, do you want to feel happy? No, you probably want to feel upset about that. Like, if you're happy all the time, then you have to be happy about negative things. So that would be abuse and war and terrorism and child trafficking. The reality is that we want to feel angry and disgusted and sad about all of those things. Okay? The truth is that negative emotions, they are not bad. They are normal. And our lives are 50-50. My friends, this is such good news because feeling negative emotion is normal, okay? It is part of being human. And feeling negative emotion is part of living a meaningful life. I love that, right? Part of being human means that we're going to experience negative emotion half the time. And part of living a meaningful life is to feel it all. So consider this, okay? Without sadness, if you could not feel sadness, how would you truly know and appreciate having happiness? Without knowing what it feels like to experience loss, how would we know and really value feeling love and connection? Right? And the same is true with disappointment. If we were unable to feel disappointed, then how would we appreciate that feeling of pride and accomplishment that we experience? The key to a happy life is not to be happy all the time. When we don't know that it is normal to feel negative emotions, okay, when we don't know how to allow, feel, and process those negative or difficult emotions, when we haven't yet learned emotional regulation skills, what do? We try to solve for it. We try to fix it. We try to make ourselves feel better. We try to numb the pain of the emotions. Okay, so what does that look like? Well, it might look like drinking alcohol to feel better for yelling at the kids, or binging Netflix 24/7 when you're at home to numb the feeling of being anxious or lonely. And maybe it looks like eating your favorite foods to the point where you're absolutely stuffed full because you feel ashamed for what you said to somebody at work. We know that as ADHDers, okay, we have some challenges with regulating our emotions. And we talked about that in last week's episode. So as ADHDers, we have less dopamine and our brains, they're wired to seek more dopamine. So because we have these challenges with our emotional regulation skills and because we're wired to seek out dopamine and we have less of it, what that means is we tend to gravitate towards behaviors that, you know, numb our emotions or we try to solve for feeling bad or feeling negative emotions by doing things in the moment that, you know, we think are going to make us feel better. Okay, we're trying to fix or solve for the emotion that we have. I'll give you an example of this. So when I was terrified of dating and, you know, I thought I needed to feel good in order to date. I thought that I needed to feel ready. I needed to feel confident, empowered, you know, and all of these wonderful emotions. And because I didn't, what I was feeling instead was I felt fear and I felt doubt and I felt insecurity about dating. I escaped those feelings and I tried to numb them by eating and drinking and watching Netflix and staying busy. For me, I remember saying, even like years after I kind of got to this place where I was really good with who I was and really enjoying being single, like years after that, I remember saying things like, I'm just really busy working on me, even though I'd, you know, done a lot of work on myself and I was pretty happy with where I was at. Or I would say, like, I'm really busy just working on my business. I don't have time for that right now. So I was using this staying busy as a way to escape my feelings of, you know, being afraid and doubtful and insecure. I was using it, you know, kind of to avoid, let's say. Instead of, right, allowing myself to feel afraid, allowing myself to feel the doubt and the insecurity and have that come with me and process it and still do the thing to get the outcome that I wanted. And that is what I did. I allowed myself to feel all of the things and did it anyway. Now, this is a thing that I am really working on for myself right now. And that is, you know, my work right now is around processing emotions, allowing the negative just to be here. I often think of, like, when I've got a negative emotion, I just think of it like it's just a bad smell hanging around. That's it. It's a bad smell hanging around just for a little while. It'll drift in and drift out. And I'm also focusing a lot on, you know, regulating my emotions without making them a problem. Like, this is where my work and my focus personally is right now. So when we want to be happy all of the time, we think if we're not happy, we have a problem and we need to fix it. Okay? When we think we should be happy and feel good all of the time and we're not, uh-oh, alarm bells, we've got a problem and we need to fix it. We need to solve for it. Okay? That becomes problematic. That fuels and feeds this idea that there is something wrong with us. My friends, the problem is not that we feel bad. The problem is that we think we shouldn't. And the other part of the problem is that we don't know how to regulate those difficult emotions. Now, my friend, imagine you won the lottery, okay? You win, I don't know, millions of dollars. Guess what? You will still feel like ass half the time. Like, you win the lottery, somebody you love is still going to pass away. Some of your friends, they're going to start acting weird and taking advantage of your situation, expecting you to like pay for everything. And, you know, it's going to be awkward and uncomfortable. You're probably going to lose some friends. You will have a flight delay. You know, you're going to be traveling business class somewhere and you're going to end up stranded in some airport and it's not going to be nice. Like, you're going to experience sadness and anger and disappointment and frustration and all these things. You're going to have more money, don't get me wrong, but you're still going to feel all the feels, right? I've been really leaning into this, you know, 50-50 of life lately and just really embracing that. Because I've had some, you know, pretty good success lately in terms of some of my professional goals, some of the impact I'm wanting to have, you know, some personal goals as well. And I, you know, these things are going well and these things that I have wanted are kind of happening and some of them are looking like they are very likely to happen. And it's like, holy shit, this is going to be a huge year and that's amazing. And yet, right, I'm creating these things that I have wanted for years. And I'll tell you a little bit like more about these things in coming episodes, right? But I'm doing these things and I'm getting these awesome achievements. And you know how I feel, my friends? I feel crappy. Like, I am feeling, I don't feel amazing. I don't feel wonderful all the time. Like, I feel crappy like half the time. I really do. And now I have this new challenge that I'm working on, which is I'm having to expand my ability to experience success with ease. Because previously I was like, you know, I have to work so hard and everything's really difficult and all of this. And you know, that's the only way I can create success. And now I'm having to change the way I think about that and allow, you know, a whole new mindset shift, basically. I won't get too much into that because, man, I'm navigating some shit. It's great, but hard at the same time, right? So I was having this conversation with my bestie the other day and I said to her, hey, like, things are going really well and we were celebrating some of the things that are happening. And I said to her, you know what? Like, it's wild because I feel like ass so often. I said to her today, you know, I feel incredibly anxious. I just do. I feel really, really anxious. And, you know, I was walking along and I'm processing some of this anxiety on my walk and I'm realizing like there is nothing, you know, going wrong. In fact, there is so much going well right now, but my brain and my body are not kind of computing that. I said, I'm just feeling so anxious today. Half the time, I just feel like ass, right? There is also this thing in the coaching world. I don't know who came up with this, but in some of the coaching communities and the school that I certified through, they call it BARF Club. I think I've officially qualified to BARF Club. And BARF Club is where you are doing things that, you know, you want to do. Like they are helping you to achieve, you know, big things in your life and have big impact that you want to do, but they feel scary and hard and terrifying and make you want to throw up. I think I'm officially in that club. So I feel, you know, a lot of, you know, I'm having to feel courageous often and I'm feeling afraid and worry and fear and doubt and all of these things because of having bigger goals, right? And I don't want to get too much into that, but I just want to show you that no matter what level of life you're at, like all of the emotions are there. It's 50-50 half the time, right? it doesn't matter where you are. Half the time, it's 50-50. And this has really got me thinking about how much of our lives are we spending trying to avoid feeling bad? How much of our lives do we lose by trying not to feel bad? Like, how much time do we lose trying to numb or solve or fix or avoid our negative emotions? Like, for me, I think I have lost probably years to that in the past. I really have. And I don't want to be held hostage by them anymore. I don't want to be hijacked by negative emotions anymore. Right? Dread, that is one. Dread is one that held me hostage for years. Okay? Like, that is a massive one. The number of times that my alarm has gone off over the years, right? I would set my alarm because the night before I was like, yes, I'm going to go for a run. It's going to be awesome. I'm going to feel so good. I'm going to start the day on a high tomorrow, right? Set my alarm for nice and early. The alarm goes off and then I feel dread because I do not want to go for a run. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get up. It's too cold outside. It's too dark. Going for a run just sounds way too hard. I just don't want to. I just, like, the whole thing is like, ugh, dread. No. So what do? When I feel dread, I would reset the alarm. Of course, like so many times I would have lost count, right? Thousands of times I would have done this. And I would reset the alarm and I'd stay in bed, you know, maybe an extra 30, 40 minutes, which always resulted in me feeling bad for doing that later on. Okay, like, I always paid for it later. But here's the thing, like, dread is something I still experience. It is something I experience often. Actually, all the time. Okay. Now, like, when I set my alarm, it goes off, right? I know I'm not going to feel like getting up. I don't, right? The alarm, literally this morning, okay, 6 a.m., the alarm went off. I did not want to get up. I was dreading it. I didn't want to go for a walk. But what do? I get up, I get dressed, I take my pill, my ADHD meds, I go downstairs, I put my shoes on, I go out the door, and I walk. Like, the dread comes and I just go for a walk. And by the time I'm out on the pavement and I've gone a couple of houses past our house, the dread has gone because I'm out there doing it now. Like, there's no going back. That's it. Like, I can embrace the suck and just do it anyway. Now, the suck hangs around me just like a bad smell for a matter of minutes. Then I forget because I'm outside and I'm just doing it, right? The problem is, my friends, that we think we shouldn't do it when it feels bad. The amount of times in my life when I've dreaded doing something, like I dreaded speaking in public, I dreaded starting my own business, I dreaded, you know, like dating, I dreaded all of these things. And so I would wait to feel better or think that I should feel better, make that dread a problem and therefore not do it. Whereas now I feel dread all the time. I just do the thing anyway. Okay. So again, the problem is that we think we shouldn't do it when it feels bad. But I'm telling you, you can feel bad and still do it. Right. That is a skill though. Right. And it is such a powerful and life-changing skill that we can learn. Understanding and embracing that life is 50-50, like half the time it's great and amazing and wonderful, and half the time it's going to feel like ass. Understanding and embracing this has helped me so much, okay? It has changed the way I approach my bad days and the difficult emotions that I experience. And it has normalized so much of my human experience. It has normalized so much of my life that I used to battle and try to fix or solve for. Like, life is so much easier now. My friends, like, there is no way for us to feel positive and good all of the time. It is physically impossible. And we also don't want to be happy when bad things happen. Okay? One of my favorite emotions in the world is proud. Now, I usually feel proud after doing something hard and something that has required me to feel negative emotions. So, for example, Like the first date I went on after 10 plus years of being single, it was like hilarious. And that is a story for another day. But after that date, okay, there was not going to be a second date. However, I felt so proud that I had finally done this thing that had been so hard and so scary for me. Like I had done it. I had done something that I did not know if I was ever going to be able to do that was so terrifying for me. Now, I know that for a lot of you dating, you're like, yeah, that's not that hard, right? So apply it to something else in your life. For me, that was the thing that was terrifying, okay? But when I finally did it, I was like, holy shit, I can do that. If I can do that, what else can I do? Like the pride that we experience, that is such an incredible feeling. And like I said, we often earn that feeling of pride by experiencing lots of difficult emotions along the way. My colleague and a fellow life coach and host of the Unfuck Your Brain podcast, Cara Lowenthal, she says, and I quote, I hope I'm quoting her correctly, "There is no exit ramp from the human experience." And I love that. Right? I love that so much because being human means that life is 50-50. There ain't no escaping it, my friends. But I tell you what, when you learn to embrace it, when you lean in and learn to feel all of the emotions and stop fighting them and allow them to be there like a bad smell, which most of us were not taught, okay? Again, like we can learn this. We can learn our emotional regulation skills, right? When we do that, we stop fighting it and we embrace it. Life gets better and it gets easier, my friend. It really, truly does. Okay, friends, that's it for this episode. Huge, huge love to you all. Take care. If you are loving what you're learning here on the podcast, but you still feel like your ADHD is holding you back, I can help. Using evidence-based coaching tools and my own experiences, I'll help you to manage your emotions and feel better, to increase your productivity, grow your self-confidence, and create the life that you were meant for. Visit zenajones.com/thrive and schedule an ADHD support session to get started.